there a little extra juice for Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, it's a division game at home, so I have a feeling they'll be around come late December, and, you know, we'll be battling with them for a playoff spot, so there is extra importance to this. You know, obviously, last week going to Chicago, playing a division game on the road, I talked to you guys standing here this time last week how important that was for us to go get a division win, and this week's no different.
Describe the origin of great Duck Duck Duck.
Well, we wanted to do something fun. Obviously, Monday Night Football, the NFL has relaxed the celebration rules so guys can do stuff like that and make it fun. And just, I don't know where the idea came from. I just thought, you know, no one's done Duck Duck Goose yet in the NFL. And you've seen, like, the Eagles the day before did the baseball. And, you know, like, you know, getting the linemen involved in a celebration was something that I thought would be cool. Those guys don't really get to celebrate a whole lot. They're always usually left out. They don't like to dance, so group dance wouldn't have been as good. I don't know where the idea came to me. I told the guys, I was like, yeah, when we score here, whoever scores, you get to be the ducker, and everybody else sit down. And sure enough, I was the one that scored, thankfully, because I don't sit crisscross applesauce very well. So I was glad that I was the one that got to be the ducker. And, you know, the whole debate has then been started about Duck Duck Goose or Duck Duck Gray Duck. And, you know, the best way I can explain it is, you know, I said Duck Duck Goose because everyone in that huddle knew what I was talking about except for Adam. And obviously he's Duck Duck Gray Duck. And it's been amazing to me that, like, this state is the only state in the country that calls it that. But they're passionate about it and they're adamant that it's Duck Duck Gray Duck. So I guess my kids will be raised on Duck Duck Gray Duck, and I'll have to tell them that one day you'll leave Minnesota and you'll go to college and you'll probably get made fun of, and, you know, we'll have to teach you that it's Duck Duck Goose everywhere else in the world. So it's been a fun couple of days with it, though.
But no planning and nothing before the huddle?
No, nothing. It literally, like, I just mentioned it, and I said after the game, it's one of the coolest sights I've ever seen when I scored a touchdown, because I turned around and, like, I see Mike Remmers and Joe Berger and Pat Elflein just sprinting at me to, like, sit down, and it was fun.
Did Adam try to explain why you guys are wrong?
Yeah, he did, and, like, he said until he went to college and, you know, until he got to Mankato and met people from outside of Minnesota, he had no idea that it was called Duck Duck Goose everywhere else in the United States except for here. So, like I said, it's Minnesotans are proud about their Duck Duck Gray Duck, and something to hang your hat on, I guess.
you guys learned that the league had relaxed those rules on group celebrations. Mm-hmm. Like, I guess, was there any surprise or excitement? How did you guys sort of learn?
I mean, I think it's exciting because it's, like I said, it puts a little bit of fun back into the game. And, you know, it was just getting so strict. You didn't really know what you could and what you couldn't do. And, you know, for them to relax it, I don't see how something like that does any harm to the game. You know, you still have the delay game clock, so you can't slow the game down anymore. And, you know, it's brought a little fun and some light to Monday Night Football.
So who's reached out to you this week? What have you heard in the last couple of days?
That apparently it's Duck Duck Gray Duck here in Minnesota. And
you hear this from across the country, from friends?
Yeah, I've gotten a lot, you know, friends, family. My sister's college volleyball team now does Duck Duck Goose as their ace celebration. So it's been well received. Apparently, kids love it a lot.
So do you revise it and go with Duck Duck Gray Duck next?
Well,
time?
Now we have to figure out how to top it. That's going to be the hard part. So we'll just worry about getting in the end zone a lot, so that way we have opportunities to top it.
Other children's games options?
Yeah, possible options. Like I said, it's fun to get the linemen involved, but I don't know if I'd want to play Red Rover with the linemen. Pretty big guys. Yeah. So we'll. I'll have to go home and visit all the children's books with my girls and see what we can come up with.
Capture the flag, take it away from a referee.
Yeah, I won't be touching a referee's flag.
What is it about the Packer games that always brings things to another level?
Oh, anytime you play those guys, like I mentioned before, we know there's going to be playoff implications, and we have to hold court at home. We know it's always tough going there later in the year, and, you know, the last couple of years that game has had playoff implications late in December, so. You know, they're a good team. Obviously, they got a future Hall of Famer at quarterback. You know, we'll have to play a lot like we did week one and keeping Drew off the field. You know, as long as we can keep Aaron sitting over there with a hat on, that's good for us.
It's one thing for Case to get a spot start, or what was a spot start, and come in and play, but to come in and play well in the middle of the game relief has to be
Yeah, I know when you're not sure when the opportunity is going to come up, if you'll play at all, to be prepared and to be ready. It really speaks to his professionalism, the way he prepared himself all week with the unknown, and then he came in and played well for us.
What can you say overall about how well he's played in the last four games? You know, kept your draft winning record, everything else.
Oh no, it's been awesome. You know, that's why you bring a guy like that here. You know, you go back and look throughout years in the league. You know, the starting quarterback making through 16 games doesn't happen for a lot of teams. So when you have a guy who's capable of coming in and winning football games for you, keep the season afloat, keep all of our goals right there in front of us, it's huge.
Kyle, what is the main trait for a backup quarterback? Because you're obviously not getting the same caliber of player as a starter. Mm-hmm. What does he have to do more than anything else?
I mean, I don't necessarily know that Case has to do anything besides be himself. You know, he prepares himself every week as if he's the starter. And, you know, just like last week I mentioned, he didn't know when he was going to go in, if he'd play at all. You know, I'm sure he was hoping that Sam would go out there, be healthy, finish the entire game, we'd come home with a win. But that wasn't the case. And, you know, you have to go out and prepare yourself each and every day at practice, even though you're not getting the reps that you may have gotten the week before when you were the starting quarterback. And none of that matters. You know, when the ball's kicked off on Monday Night Football, the Bears don't care that Case Keenum didn't get reps with the ones. You know, they're going to go out there and try to beat us. So, you know, he came in and played really well and helped us win.
Hey, Kyle, what are you thinking when you're seeing Jerick McKinnon take so many hits like he did Monday night and keep getting back up?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough kid, but he's also, you know, in great shape and, you know, as physically gifted as anyone I've ever been around. I mean, to be as big and fast and strong as he is, you know, I'd hate to be the one on the receiving end of that as well. But, you know, he's a tough kid, and, you know, he kind of brings a interesting dynamic to the tailback position. He's a guy that can do a lot for us.
Kyle, do you remember anything about before he came to the Vikings, watching Keenum play on TV, watching highlights of him? Do you remember people calling him?
Oh, and I mean, I know he was a prolific passer at Houston. Yeah. I mentioned that, you know, when he was making his first start, that this kid can throw the football around. We'll just protect him and let him do his thing.
How much pride do you take in the fact that the running game has been so much improved and your role in that?
Well, obviously, coming off of last year, that was of utmost importance for us to improve on. And, you know, when we have a running game, it opens up things in the pass game for this offense. And, you know, we added some guys up front, and we added some runners. And those guys have all – it's a collective effort in the run game. You know, it's not one runner. It's not one blocker. We need all five linemen, however many tight ends are in the game, however many receivers, and then the running backs. So we've got a lot of talent. When those guys get the ball in their hands, it can be a home run, you know, like Jerick showed this past week.
This is your third straight division game. How different is preparation for teams you're this familiar with as opposed to like a Baltimore or Cleveland that you only play every 4 years?
Well, obviously there's a familiarity with teams that we play twice a year, and, you know, they know us, we know them. But, you know, it changes year to year. You know, they have different personnel, may adjust things schematically. So, you know, we'll take this like no different than any other game. You know, we're going to prepare all week and make sure we're as familiar with them as possible.
What was your reaction when you saw Adrian got traded to Arizona?
I think it's good for him. Obviously, that's a team where he'll get carries, and it's more of a run style that he's familiar with. And, you know, they're like everybody else in this league right now. You're trying to put themselves in the best situation to be playing football in January. And any time you can add a player like Adrian, that helps.
What have the Packers done to try to improve their pass defense?
Obviously, they added some draft picks, brought back a free agent, and, you know, so much of their pass defense is relying on the front. I think that's when they've been at their best. When they're getting pressure on the quarterback, it's tough. So, you know, we'll have to block those guys up and let our guys on the outside win matchups, and that's when we've had the most success this year.